Forrest Diaw had a half-decent game, but essentially France has been a disappointment.
They have. Well, obviously, they're without Tony Parker, who broke a finger in preliminary play and is not with the team, and that certainly can have a big influence. But this is also the problem that teams have to overcome, and why, when we look at the young up-and-coming teams, and Slovenia was one of them, a lot of people had a lot of expectation. One, because they have a lot of young talent. Two, because they have a lot of young NBA-proven talent. But here's the challenge. It's these teams are not pure NBA teams. They have to mix and match with their teams that are playing in Europe with the guys that are coming back from the NBA. And this is what cratered Serbia in the Olympics, is that there was some infighting and there were some chemistry issues. And as good as France is, getting over those chemistry issues can undercut whatever pure talent you have. The fact that Argentina has been able to get by that and Spain has gotten by that, until you prove that you can do that, there's always that question.